Well, Belleville West High School senior Steve Raines was interviewed this morning on the CBS Early Show by Harry Smith. He's the student who intervened in that school bus fight Monday morning. He talked this morning along with school superintendent Greg Motes. Here's a bit of that interview.
What transpired on this bus? What triggered the first fight?
It was a lot of instigating, and I guess since he put his bag on the ground, like a lot of people were instigating it and was like, oh, I threw your bag on the ground and stuff like that. So then I guess he was like going to show that he wasn't being like punked out or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the older student came, removed the other student's bag. They started taunting the students whose bag was moved. And then he started to beat up on this kid. Is that basically it?
Yeah, that's it. And then like, as you can see, like he just kept punching them until like they grabbed him for a second.
Yeah. What made you finally stand up and say enough is enough?
Because it was like ridiculous how they were both like hitting him, and then like the second guy like was just doing it to get like some shine or whatever, to be tough. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, it's enough, because the kid wasn't gonna protect himself, or he wasn't even trying to fight or anything.
Right. I mean, he was completely passive through that whole thing.
Yeah.
Originally, one of the police officers said this might have been racially motivated. You're on this bus. You would know yes or no the answer to this. Do you feel like it was?
I don't believe it was racially motivated, because it wasn't. They didn't just do it because he was white.
Mm.
Because there's like 8 other white students on our bus, but they don't like get picked on or anything. It's just because like he's one of like the last stops, so he has to kind of sit farther back, and like no one talks to him. So I guess they found like, they think they had the right to mess with them or whatever.
It sounds like a pretty clean case of bullying, Dr. Motes. The question a lot of people say is, why didn't the bus driver stop?
Well, the bus company went through the whole process yesterday of interviewing him and walking through the tape. And he had his reasons. He was talking about proximity and location where he was. It's still no excuse. Anytime we have an adult involved, any students in danger, we expect that adult to stop, take care of the situation, then worry about transporting students after that.
Well, Dr. Motes, we thank you for taking the time to join us. Steve Raines, well done, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to speak with us as well.
Thank you.
All right. That was this morning on the CBS Early Show with Harry Smith, that student from Belleville West, along with the voice of the superintendent as well. And by the way, quick note on the school bus driver. You heard this afternoon on KMOX. First Student is the bus company. They said that the bus drivers are required, when something happens, to radio for help and then go pull over at the closest safe place. The driver did radio for help, and the school was the closest safe place, which is where he went. That is First Student's bus policy, to not break up fights. Well, we wanted to talk more about teen behavior. Joining us, Russell Hyken, a local psychotherapist. He's an expert in teen behaviors and therapy. You can read him. He's a regular contributor to St. Louis Kids magazine. Russell, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
Russell, even Steve said in the tape that he stepped in, you know, he stepped in after the first fight. Basically, he's saying enough was enough, but he didn't step in to stop the first fight. I thought that was kind of interesting.
You know, I think you still have to look at Steve and say, wow, he had the ability to go against the group mentality on the bus.
I agree.
And so I think, you know, you have to look at the end result, which is at one point he saw how unjust the situation was and didn't join in.
And I bring that up because no one stepped in to stop the first fight, and we wanted to talk more, not about the bullies themselves, but about the students who cheered, they laughed, and some said nothing, and certainly until Steve did, everybody else did not, no one else did anything to stop the fight. What does this say about teenagers and their behavior?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the teenage brain is wired to act impulsively and do what temporarily feels good. I think if you asked all those kids individually how they felt about the fight, most of them would agree that the fight should not have happened, that they behaved poorly. But once, you know, that mentality of the crowd starts moving forward, the momentum just grows, the adrenaline gets pumping, and you're also in a really confined space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard for somebody to stand up and go against the group.
And so in that situation, is mob mentality different for teenagers than it is, because mob mentality is an issue for adults as well?
It is an issue for adults as well, but I do think it is different for teens because, you know, this almost feels somewhat random. I mean, most mobs or riots are often triggered by race or politics, but as I listen to the description, I don't think that was it at all. I think that, you know, it's the end of the day. These kids saw an opportunity to just sort of pick on someone, and they took advantage of the lack of adult supervision. Yes, there's a bus driver on the bus, but he's facing forward and driving. He can't possibly manage everything that's going on behind him as much as we'd like to think.
And I wonder if anybody else heard what Steve had to say, too, is that the kid who was beaten up, that nobody talks to him.
Right. And so nobody's going to stand up for a kid that's not popular. He was an easy target.
Talk to us about bus safety. I mean, and my children are young. The youngest is 9, and I always try to get them to, you know, sit in the front of the bus. But, you know, Mommy, that's not cool.
No, it's not. Well, the first thing I think that everybody should know is that, you know, I think something like 24 million kids a day take the bus and go home without incident. But I think having that conversation with your son or daughter about what you should do in case there is a situation. So, yeah, sitting in the front of the bus is great, but also make sure you sit surrounded by friends. That way you don't have a bully that can potentially cause harm to you. If there is a problem, your kids need to come home and tell you about it. And as parents, I suggest that you document whatever problems your kids tell you and report them to the school so there's a record on file.
Because there are, in most schools, policies regarding behavior on the bus. So parents, really, you need to tell the district what's happening on that school bus. Russell, thank you for your time. I wish we had more.
Hey, thank you so much.
It is 5:28 at KMOX.